You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hey, listeners, welcome to our bonus episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And we wanted to talk about in-person live events, and more specifically, ours, which is coming up October 22nd and 23rd in Vegas. If you are wondering if this is an event that you would benefit from, this episode is for you. If you're wondering what it's like to learn live and in person with Annette and myself, this episode is for you. We've got not only our voices on this episode, but we've asked some people who are going to be attending the event to record their reasons why they are going to make it happen this fall for themselves and their business. So let's get to it, Annette. What are you so excited about for our first live and in-person event in Vegas?
I am excited about the unknown.
You're,
I know.
You're a sicko.
I'm just going to say it. Live events have truly changed my life. And we'll talk about that really quick so everybody knows. Number one, it wasn't a paid live event, but I met Sarah in person at an event. And obviously now we're business partners. The idea from this podcast came from a live event
that I did.
So I went to Southern California for Marketing Impact Academy. Shout out Shalene Johnson. I'm just going to say it because we had a homework assignment during that live event. And it was about what your next business would be.
Because you were at a moment where you were pivoting.
I was pivoting. I was trying to figure out what was next. I was hosting. Airbnb host. I didn't even know short-term rentals, what they were called at that point in time. I just said I was an Airbnb host. It was my side hustle trying to figure out what was next. And we had a homework assignment to go home and it was what you're going to leave with a new revenue stream. And it was, what is something that your friends, your family, your relatives, like what are you the go-to person for? And I went back and I was like, wait a second, I'm the go-to person. Everybody asked me about Airbnb. So how can I start helping others with their Airbnb? And that's where the podcast came from. That's where our hosting business mastery method came from. All the things. But the reason that's important is I walked into that event like that was the unknown. I had no idea that was going to be the result of that live event, which is sitting here talking about it is like mind-blowing because it was several years ago. But I put pen to paper. I took some time away by myself. I booked the ticket. I invested in myself not knowing what the result would be. And the result has been leaps and bounds what I had ever, ever imagined. I still talk to people from that event. I have participated in a ton of other live events because of that event. I've connected with other mentors, other business owners, and obviously Thanks for Visiting as a result of that live event. But that's what I'm so excited about is I know we're going to meet so many amazing people at our event. I cannot even like imagine all the amazing hosts that are going to be there. And I tell people all the time, I thought meeting my guests was going to be like this added bonus of being a host, but meeting other hosts has truly been like the amazing part of hosting.
I think one of the magical things about Annette and I coming together and doing Thanks for Visiting is that hopefully our community gets two different perspectives, right? Yes. You don't just have the perspective of one person. And so for Annette, it's the unknown. For the Sarahs out there.
Oh, Sarah, she likes our itinerary. Sarah likes all the whole itinerary that we've got dialed in.
And I will tell you, I don't know where the idea came from, but I know it's the thing I'm most excited about is we've gone to some conferences this year and I feel like I'm just kind of tired of sitting there and listening. And then you feel like
Sarah likes to do the work.
I like to do the work. And then I'm there listening, being attentive, because I am a front of the row, straight A student, truly. And I like to go and do, well, I don't like to go and do homework, because now that I'm a business owner, when I go home, I had so much stuff to get caught up on. I had my team. I had like what went on when I was away. Like I had stuff to do. And so all that stuff I learned, I was like, when am I going to implement this?
Right. When do I have time? Absolutely.
So it was important to me for this event that we did a learn and do style conference. So while you're there learning how to analyze a short-term rental deal, you're going to be able to do the math with the presenter,
right,
and have a discussion as a group as to why or why not we would buy that property. We're going to do some fire round group coaching where someone stands up very quickly. You have 2 minutes or less so that we don't get stuck in...
No, we keep it fast flow.
It's fast paced. And then you have two people. Julie, George, and I are going to give our opinions, but then everyone else in the audience is also 5 minutes or less. And then we're on to the next coaching. We're going to have JL Napolsky from Parlez-Vous, who worked in the short-term rental industry before it was called the short-term rental industry, before Airbnb existed. And
she's going to help us with direct booking, how to market your place outside of the OTAs.
Bring your laptop and open up your laptop and actually go into the back end of your website or the back end of your Airbnb and take the baby steps it takes to start getting your direct booking to where it needs to be, no matter where you are in that process. So for me, I'm excited, even as putting it on, to learn what everyone is going to bring to the table. And I'm going to bring my laptop and my notepad because I want to get the work done there at the event.
Okay, so go through really quick. And I'm gonna say something about some of our lovely sponsors after this. But Sarah, just let's do it. Let's go. Let's give them the breakdown of the itinerary. First things first, Saturday. That is check-in day. That is our welcome mixer. And this is a really important part of the day. We want you to get in. We want you to get settled. And we want you to start meeting people. We want that energy to start to exchange between people. We want to start meeting other hosts from across the country. So the next day, when you're up bright and early, you already have a slew of hosts that you are friends with, that you've already started back and forth with ideas. You've already exchanged Instagram, TikTok, all the things.
Well, it's important to note, once you buy your ticket, we allow you entry into a private Facebook group with other people attending. And I think people are already, if you want to get there earlier on Saturday, I think people are doing hikes and like getting together too before the mixer.
Or just brainstorming. We'll have some sessions ahead of time.
Annette and I are going to be there. So, you know, who knows what Saturday we'll bring before the mixer, but definitely that mixer and then go to bed.
Because we are getting up early and we are going to get after it. So Sarah, let's do it. So we're starting on Sunday, October 23rd at the Sahara Las Vegas. All the links will be in the show notes. But Sarah, start us off and just run through what this full day of learning and doing is going to be.
There are essentially three pillars that Annette and I wanted to make sure we hit in the event. And the reason these pillars exist is because we kept going to events that are all about acquisition of short-term rentals, how to get them, and then very, very little, if anything, about how to run them.
Right.
And run them profitably. Right. Or we go to VRMA or like more of the old school conferences that are all about operations, which, yes, I love those the most because I love operations, but nothing about ownership
or portfolio growth.
Or real estate. Right, right. And so for us, we wanted it to be real estate, operations, and then of course, marketing. So those are the three pillars that we're going to hit during this all-day conference, learn, do style workshop event. And in the morning, we're going to start with real estate because you can't operate it and you can't market it unless you have it.
You got to have it.
Right? So we're going to do deal analysis, creative funding, and how to find the markets that you need to be investing in starting in 2023.
We're going to make taxes fun too.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And again, it's not just Annette and I. We've got some great educators. We've got Tony Robinson from the Bigger Pockets Rookie Podcast is going to be hosting the deal analysis. We've got Kenny Bedwell from STR Insights about how to read data from different marketplaces so that if you're like, hey, I'm open to investing anywhere, where should I invest? Kenny's going to show you how to find that data and how to read that data so that you can make that investment decision for yourself in the very, very near future here.
Yep.
And that's going to be hosted by one of our Hosting Business Mastery Method members, Tanya Rooney, who herself is an amazing flipper, real estate investor, long-term
short-term rental host.
So she's a firecracker. There's no one better to kick off the pillars than Tanya. Her energy is endless. And I know she's going to have a lot of fun engaging with you.
We have a little message from her too.
Yes.
Actually, we're going to play that right now.
I am super excited for the TFV live event. I feel like I joined the group almost a year ago, and I think I've been asking about a live event ever since. super, super excited to get some in-person learning because I feel like all of the little conversations that you have in an event just make it so much better. You start making connections that you didn't know you needed so that when something goes completely awry with your short-term rental, because that does happen often enough, you have people to actually ask the questions to and to get feedback from and just to have emotional support. And then what I'm most excited about is seeing all my friends that I've now been hanging out with and talking to for almost a year. I get to see them in real life, get to give them a real hug and talk about their businesses, talk about their families, like all the good stuff. So super excited for that and really, really jazzed about the lineup for the real estate section. So yeah, hope to see more people there.
All right. That was a word from Tanya Rooney. She is actually helping us do some of the planning. And like she said, when you meet her in person, well, I can't wait to meet her in person, but it is going to be a game changer. And even if you're not part of our Hosting Business Mastery Method, we are welcoming hosts from all over the country and you will be able to gel and bond super quick in person. All right. We are also going to do, after the first section of the day, really heavy real estate acquisition focused, we're going to do lunch and learn and networking. So we're providing that. We're providing lunch. You're not going to leave. We're not going to send you out for an hour or two to
don't have time for that.
Be late. We are providing lunch and we are going to ask you to network during this time. This is going to be a time where we're going to maybe guide you on who you should have lunch to. We're going to have some specific tables set up. If you want to have specific conversations, we're going to help with that. And then after that, Sarah, I know you want to talk about this.
Operations, you guys, it's my favorite. It's like my favorite, but also it's like that thing that it always keeps me on my toes because even when you master it, it's comprised of human and the human element. And so operations is always changing and you have to reinvent yourself and your business over and over again. So why not get that support during our operations pillar at our event? And we are going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about revenue management. We're going to talk about effective hiring. So even if you feel like you and your family are going to be doing this, you know, it's going to be a family business, you're going to hire a cleaning team. You know, even if you clean right now, you might need a cleaning team on the side, have a backup for your backup. Maybe you want to hire an inspector or someone to help you and your family wants some time off. So how do we do that effectively? And we're going to do some coaching rounds too. So Julie George is going to be there for that. We are so excited she agreed to come. If you don't know Julie George, she's been on the podcast before. She's the author of The Million Dollar Host. She built up a giant short-term rental hosting company in Australia, sold it for amounts unknown because she can't talk about it. But I will tell you, she's traveling the world now for the past 2 years.
But she built the way that she did this, she built an incredible team of hosts, an incredible team of turnover professionals. And so she is just amazing to be around because we have had the pleasure of being able to personally meet her at some live events this year. And that's been game changing. And then last but not least in this section, this is what we are so excited about is our rapid fire operations group coaching. And we're going to be group coaching throughout the whole entire day. Just FYI, we are going to have microphones available. We are going to be able to pass those around and get you some tangible answers. But we're going to do some rapid fire stuff. I went to a session like this last year, and it was awesome because I learned from every single person that had a question because it was group think. It was group coaching. It was it was snippets of everyone helping with their best, but it was timed, which was great. So no one, we've all been to those events where one person takes up like an hour. You're like, wait a second. So we were going to have this timed. We're going to do group coaching and we are super excited to help people with their individual questions that they have.
Yes. All right. Let's take a break and hear from another attendee, Amy, and why she's excited to show up.
What I'm looking forward to the most in Vegas is just finally being in the same room with these amazing entrepreneurs who are just as invested in, you know, the short-term rental industry as I am. There's only so much that we can do and communicate with Zoom calls and Facebook groups. So there's just something magical about showing up and being in the same room, having those conversations over cocktails. And I think it's just going to be a huge investment in our business.
I like what she said there. Huge investment in your business. And I can almost guarantee you, listeners, that if you are able to make this happen for you this fall, it's a write-off. And what a better time to get in the last minute write-off than before the year's over. Absolutely. So talk to your CPA about that. This is continuing education. And what a great way to kick off 2023, you know, before 2023
yeah,
comes.
Yeah, get reinvigorated, jazzed up. And right before the holidays too, again, it's October 22nd, 23rd. It's a Saturday, Sunday. So if you work during the week, we can be squeezed in there. All right, man. This section is going to be amazing. And I know we get tons of questions about this all the time. So at the latter part of the day, we are going to go over direct bookings and the things that are that feed into that. Social media, SEO, email marketing. So that was a lot right there. But this is especially that learn and do. We are going to give you things. We are going to take action. We are going to be posting on social media. We are going to be looking to SEO. We are going to work on email marketing at the event. So Sarah, give us a breakdown of those three.
Yeah. One thing that I think is going to be really exciting is Emily Menther, who was on the show before. She is like an SEO maverick. And so she's going to get up on stage and give you practical tools, tips, and tricks on how to rock out social media for your short-term rental. Because here's the cool thing about Emily. She's not only a brilliant marketer for her own seven-figure business outside of the short-term rental industry.
It's an e-commerce business.
It is e-commerce. She also has rentals upstate New York, and she runs them with a group of friends. And she has rocked out social media for these short-term rentals. She's figured out, she's cracked the code, how to do giveaways, how to partner with local media outlets to
get... And it's not overwhelming either. If you're listening and like, oh my gosh, social media, I just don't want to do it. It is going to be bite-sized things that fit into your lifestyle. That's what we always say about all social media, email. It's got to work for you and in alignment with what you're doing. So that's what we're really working on. And Emily's going to work on is how can this fit into your already long list of things that you have to do as a host. They're going to be tactical, practical, and work inside your time that you have.
And you're going to be able to practice some of the stuff that Emily teaches right there in the room. So you don't have all this homework when you go home. You'll have actually get your fingers warmed up, bring your phones, and you'll be able to do some of the things that Emily teaches you there on the spot. Plus, she's put together a panel. We're going to talk about direct bookings with people who have mastered direct bookings. Like, so not just someone who understands websites and understands marketing, but someone who has a short-term rental and they have a certain percentage of direct bookings, or they, like one of our educators or one of the panelists is Jayana Polsky from Parlez-Vous. She worked in the vacation rental industry before Airbnb existed, when you only could do direct bookings. And so she's got this wonderful perspective. We were chatting one day and she was like, she saw Airbnb coming and she was excited because of the leads that it was going to generate for her, the rental company she was working for. But she also now knows it's like everyone's like, oh my gosh, direct booking, that's so scary. And she, you know, she's like, it was not that long ago where that was the only way to direct or to book vacation and short-term rentals. So JL is going to be a great asset there. We've got a couple other people on the board who have 20, 30, 60% of their rentals that are book direct to. So you can actually just be around people who actually do the thing that they're talking about.
Yep.
And then we're going to talk about SEO. If you don't know SEO, it's search engine optimization, because Annette and I talk about all the time having your digital real estate alongside your physical real estate and why that's important, why it's going to be important to throw up a blog post at least once a week or every other week so that your website
or
gets
month,
crawled by Google.
Or just starting. Hey, I also want to tell everybody, when we're talking about these live events, that is the other thing. Whenever I go to them, you are going to get so many ideas.
Yeah.
It's important just to take one. So even if we're going through this laundry list and it feels overwhelming to you, don't be. You need to walk away with one idea that can change the game for your business. And then what's awesome is you're going to have a list of things that you can still participate in the whole year after
yeah.
you come home.
You actually just inspired me, Annette. It's kind of like maybe you go, take the one thing you're most excited about, have
yes.
that be your thing for Q4 of this year. And then maybe SEO is like Q3 of 2023. And that's going to be your word of the quarter mm-hmm. so that you don't feel so overwhelmed to do all the things, because you're not wrong. Like it's like this water hose of...
I still have that notebook of the event that I went to and came up with, you know, when I think about thanks for visiting, and I'm still going through the notebook, crossing things off that I should be doing, that, you know, that we should be doing in business and in
yeah.
our property. So I just want to offer that this is how many ideas you're going to get. But last but not least, after SEO, we're going to talk about email marketing. Let's do it. Who's going to be there helping us with that?
Arthur, the CEO and founder of StayFi. And he is, of course, he's got a great product, but it's not about selling his product. It's about educating you and you putting pen to paper or fingers to keypad and helping you develop an email marketing system for your short-term rental so that you aren't, you know, beholden to Airbnb's leads, that you can have your own direct booking website and you can take control over your business.
And what I love, and we're just going to give a shout out really quick. Arthur and StayFi are sponsoring the event and we are so thankful for them trusting us with our platform. And what we love is he is going to be there. He's going to be able to answer questions. You're going to be able to connect with him. So if you have questions after the event, he has a team that you're going to be able to connect with during and after the event. And then also we, Manoan is sponsoring us, and Manoan has been on the show before. And also Arthur from StayFi has been on the show. So go back in the catalog and listen to them. But Manoan is going to be there and they're actually going to have people from their team on site also. So you can ask them questions about what they offer. And if you don't know who Manoan is, Sarah, let's give them a little teaser of what Manoan does for short-term rental hosts.
In my own words, I'm not reading a blurb from their marketing, in my own words, and why I think it excites you as hosts, is you know how like sometimes you might qualify for a trade discount through, I don't know, Wayfair, or a trade discount through Pottery Barn, and you're so excited about it. But let me tell you, the process of getting approved for these trade discounts, it takes time. Mm-hmm. Well, if you join Manoan, and it's a much quicker application process, it's like they open the door to you to like, I don't even know how many trade discount programs now. I mean, over 50, 60.
Yeah, they're just several. It's essentially like, why should we be paying retail? And we're not with Manoan. So check them out. They will be at the show with us. And then last but not least, we are going to have, after this like fun filled day of learning and networking, we are going to have an after party where we can just all be buzzing with our excitement and our ideas and continue to connect with hosts from all over the country. And Sarah, I want you to play a snippet from Mike Hicks, who is going to be attending, and what events have meant to him over the past couple of years.
Hey guys, Michael Hicks here. I wanted to drop in really quick and tell you why I love live events and what live events have done for my business. Up until 2015, I was just kind of winging it and building a couple houses a year and buying a rental house here and there and rehabbing a house a year. And you know, it wasn't until 2015 when I started going to live events and networking and learning and you know, upping my game that my business exploded. I started building multiple homes, flipping multiple homes, adding businesses, and just adding to my network, you know, meeting individuals that lent private money and just learning from the best. And that's why I'm really excited about going to the Thanks for Visiting live event in Vegas. I'm just really looking forward to meeting and networking with those that are the best in the business. Look forward to seeing you guys there.
Mike is actually going to be asked, Mike, to be on a panel for creative funding. We're going to have a panel where not only the panelists will tell a quick snippet about how they became experts with private funding and creative funding, but then it's going to be more about you, the attendee, and saying, hey, I want to build an A-frame. I can't get funding. Dear panel, how do I get funding? What would you say to this person? Or I'm this close, but I feel like they don't really grasp what I'm trying to. So these professionals are going to help you put together a plan so you can get that short-term rental, that whatever you want to do, the UFO, the caboose, the A-frame, the container home the side of a mountain, funded and open so you can welcome guests to stay at it. So Mike, thank you so much for that snippet. We're so excited to see you at TFE Experience Live as well. We do have a room block as well. So the event is being held at the Sahara, Las Vegas, and we do have a room block. Rooms are going away fast, actually. It's been exciting to see people
busy weekend there,
so gobble up the rooms through our room block. So if you are deciding to come and you want to get in on our room blocks, do so super soon here.
And guess what? If the room block's booked, because if you're like me, I always book late and I miss the room block, there's still plenty of places to stay. It's Las Vegas, so you can find
short-term
a place.
Rental. Yeah.
Here's the deal. Truly, truly, Sarah and I want to extend this invitation to you to join us. We have been doing this podcast for 3 years. It is going to be our utmost pleasure and so much joy to be able to meet you in person. Again, going back to the unknown, we do not even know how our hearts are going to be expanded just being able to connect with you, meet you in person. You are going to impact our business moving forward. The people that we meet, the ideas that you bring to us there, we are going to have our pens and paper ready about what we can offer you in 2023, how we can help you with your business. We are going to be there learning alongside of all of you. And we know we're going to get probably so much more because you're going to give us so many great ideas. So please come and join us. We will have the link in the show notes. It's thanksforvisiting.me/Vegas. We cannot wait to meet you. Please let us know if you have any questions at all. But time is ticking away. Like, now is the time. Please come meet us. I mean, I guarantee you, this is going to be probably our smallest, most intimate one we're ever going to have. So show up to the first one. You can connect with all of the hosts from across the country and make some lifelong besties there and potential business partners and have that one idea that changes the game for you. So please come join us.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.